Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Hi, Angela. This is Patrick Purcell from Indianapolis, and I bought a watch off you guys, the Tacline M1000, and it was defective, and the lady told me exactly what she said. She said, we can't take the watch back because of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And she would go ahead and replace it. Then she called me today and left me a message that I have to send the watch back, and she gave me a number. Well, I done got rid of the watch because
okay.
I was going to take what I was going to do. I was going to take it to a watch repairman. Then I got to thinking it's probably going to cost more than it's worth. So why are you guys sending something that I paid like $95 for that's not even working correctly? The bottom part, the numbers, the stopwatch part was working right, but the top part and the light wasn't even working. The green light or nothing was working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't figure why you guys would be sending out something like that.
All right. It may have been defective. Well, usually what we do in that case is we will, ask you to send it back, and then we will reship you a new one. But you said that you've gotten rid of it. The number that you've called in on is a different. Was one of our different products. The difference is not the tag line number for the watch, and I won't be able to pull up an account with this particular number. Bear with me one moment. See what we can do here.
I talked to a Spanish lady.
It's a Spanish lady, okay. And she advised you to call this number. And
okay.
That...
If I can pull up her recording. I don't know if you can hear it. If I,
okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I won't be able to get the speaker. Let me see if I can pull up her recording. I hope you hear it. Well, fiddlestick. It says, hi, Mr. Purcell. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so it says, I'll read it to you. It says, hi, Mr. Purcell. This is Jasmine giving you a call. Oh, come on. Wait a minute. My brother's trying to call in. I'll just have to wait till he... I'll have to decline it. Now I got to go back and do it again. Okay. Hi, Mr. Purcell. This is Jamin giving you a call from customer service. This is in regards to your... In which... I wonder why I did that. Regards to your... In which... 1,000 blank with us. We do understand that the watch and your receipt defective. However, in order for us to bring a replacement, you will have to send watch back to you later. Be able to value out the replacement, I will have to email with return instructions and return address of my number, and my number will be 16861. Again, this will be also sent to your email. How to return a defective watch in order and a replacement. Have, let's see, question, give us a call, and that's what I did. But she didn't say that originally. This was just sent to me today.
Okay. Let's get your spelling of your last name, sir.
She told me to keep the watch, and I got to thinking, well, why keep it if it ain't going to work, and I was going to go to a watch dealer, but we got like 11 pieces of snow up here in Indianapolis.
Mm.
And I'm a disabled vet, and me getting out and that stuff, so I just threw it away, and the trash man picked it up today. So trash man comes, and he lifts it up with this thing and throws it in the trash. So anyway, it's gone. So there's nothing I can do about it. I'm out of $95 plus tax.
Well, let me get your last name so I can pull up your account, and I'll send that information up to someone and have them contact you again. May I have your name, please, your last name?
Yeah, Purcell, P-U-R-C-E-L-L. But my question is, why would you send something out defective? Don't you guys check them before you send them out?
Well, I don't believe that that is like standard
protocol. Are
they protocol.
Used products or what?
No, it is not used product. It's not. It didn't pull up your order here. P-E-R.
P-U-R-C-E-L-L.
P-U-R.
Yeah, 6626 Rosebush Lane, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46237. It didn't even have instructions with it or anything. It had a white square box with a black thing, and you open it up, slide it out like you would, I don't know, you just slide it out, and there it was, you know.
Okay. Your first name, sir?
Patrick.
Okay, one moment here. Patrick Purcell, what have you? Indianapolis. Okay.
Yeah, area code.
Last order 10 days ago. So you recently ordered it 10 days ago.
Yeah. I just got it probably 4 days ago.
Okay. Did you have the lifetime warranty on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Customer stated his watch isn't working. They reshipped you a watch. 2:48 p.m. So there's one in the mail. That's what it says here. Customer stating his watch isn't working. Reshipped. 11:11 a.m. That was this morning.
You sure they shipped it, or that lady said that I have to? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they shipped it out. Shipped out for delivery. Sent to the customer at 6:41 a.m. Shipment delivered email for order 1686. Sent to the customer. Your email address, sir?
Omar the Bread Man. It might be, I got two or three of them. So
it says
Omar
the Man.
Is that what they got?
OmarTheMan@gmail.com.
Well, that's OmarTheBreadMan@gmail.com. But
oh,
if they got
so
Omar,
you would have had
Man,
an email. Did you have that email? Is that your email?
Not
is that
at
correct?
Omar the Man.
Oh, wait, that's
it
why
would be
you.
Omar they, the Bread.
Yeah, they sent you an email.
Well, it's OmarTheBreadMan@gmail.com.
Okay, let's see if we can update that. One moment here.
So do you have a tracking number for that item they're supposed to send out? I bet she put a hold on it and didn't go out.
No, it says here, it just shipped. Well, they sent you an email at 11:11 a.m., which is not too long ago. Let's see if they have it tracking on here. Ship station sent a shipping confirmation SM for order. So they sent it a text message. That was on the 8th, though. When they sent that text message, did you check your texts for your...
No, not yet. I have not.
You're
I just
like,
got
yeah,
out of the shower and got dressed, so...
Well, they sent that out on the 8th of February.
Huh.
Well, that
I
may
have
been your
maybe,
previous
maybe
shipment.
Because
that's your previous shipment.
Because they put Omar the Man. That's probably why.
That, I think that may have been for your previous shipment that went out. So I want the one that we had on the 8th. So let's see here. I'm going to update your email address.
Here's the bottom line. If they're not going to send me another one, then I want my money back.
Well, they sent it out today. I can see it
here. Okay. Now I'm going to have to wait probably another week or two to get that. And if it don't work, I'm just going to send it back and ask for my money back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a witness sign to it that it don't work. If it don't work, I hope it does. I hope they checked it before. I mean, what's the chances of another one not working? Probably slim to none, I guess.
Right. Probably slim to none.
Where's the man? You got the number of the manufacturer so I can call them and tell them not to, to double check their work before they send them out?
All right. Now, it usually has a, excuse me, an email, but that's the thing. You called in on a number that did not pull up the website page. So I just had to go in manually.
Yeah, I remember when I called them, the number didn't, there was no answer, and I thought, man, this might be bogus or something.
No, that number that you called in on goes to another company altogether, but we customer service for both of them. So I just knew how to go in and pull up that screen to get your information pulled up in front of me, but it should be an email that you receive. It's a support email. That's how you contact corporate. You email them. So you should have some emails in your system. Let's see. No, you don't. You don't have any emails because you put the email in it wrong. So you don't have any emails from us. Because it has omarthemann@gmail.com. I just recently updated it to omarthebreadman, B-R-E-A-D-M-A-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now you have the correct email address in here, so you should start receiving our emails. But I'm trying to locate their
email
address.
Can you read my emails and see what she said?
Well, like I said, there was an email that went out today. It's a shipment delivered. It's a shipment delivered email for order 1686. Shipment out for delivery email for one.
I didn't even have a delivery confirmation or anything. It was just, if I remember right, the box, and there was no receipt, and there was no instructions on how to even operate the thing. So, I have a watch that I got through Stylers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever heard of them. They send magazines sometimes. They got some pretty decent stuff on sale sometimes, like a $200 watch for $79 promotion type stuff. And I know how to use that. So it's similar to that. You push the buttons for stopwatch, and you push one for a light, and you push one for another thing. So I did the same thing with that, but the bottom one worked fine. The top one didn't have the green light come on, and it didn't have none of that to work at all, which was set in the other time with the other. But everything else worked.
Okay. So what happened to the watch? You said that you took the watch to today.
No, I was going to take it to Spalding's in Beech Grove, which is a jeweler. And they wasn't open, and I got to thinking, the last time I took a pocket watch there, it was going to cost like $30 or $40, and I got to thinking, well, there's 95 plus 40, and I figured that's probably what it's going to cost to get it fixed, and I said, it ain't worth it, so I just threw it away.
You threw it away?
Yeah. Because what's the sense of spending extra money when she said she's going to send me another one? Because I said, well, I'll send it back. You send me a return, what do you call it? A return slip.
Authorization.
So I don't have to pay for it.
Return
and
merchandise authorization.
She said, well, we cannot take it back because of COVID. I said, okay.
I see the error here now. She advised, because we don't take it back because of COVID. So that was correct for her to say that. But then afterwards, then she decided, yeah, go ahead and send it back. But you had discarded it by the time you got that message. So now I see what you're saying. This is,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't see why a person wouldn't take it back. All you have to do is spray it with Lysol from a distance.
Yeah, that is the company's rule. So we just, you know, go with what they're advising us.
Can I tell you something off the record? I'm ex-military, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I was in for 7 years. I got out in 89. Okay. And if you want to write this down on a piece of paper, in 1982, I was stationed at Fort Dix. They took our platoon. We were Gary Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Our unit was Gary Owens, okay, Delta 63. They took us in a briefing room, and they told us about the TCP program, which was called the Total Control Program, what was coming
mm-hmm.
down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, and it was called Operation Lockstep. So it was done by the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, if you look up and get on your computer today, when you get
mm-hmm.
some free time, and look up Operation Lockstep, you'll see what was coming came true to this point. All this crap about this covert crap is all staged, and it's about the one world order. They shut down the whole country and the whole world, and it's the biggest lie they ever brought forth to the American people. Okay, so what it's all about is total control, and what it's about, they fooled the American people and the world. I talked to a lieutenant colonel last summer, and he says he just come from overseas, and he told me the same story. It's all a lie. And you'll see all it is the flu, like everybody else gets. And a lot of people die with the flu, the normal flu, but they're blowing it all out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story. If you look up Operation Lockstep, you'll understand what I just told you.
Wow. Scared to look it up. They may be watching.
Do you remember, are you old enough to remember John F. Kennedy's assassination?
I'm not that old, but I do. I am familiar with it. Yes.
Well, I've studied it since I've been 11 and a half years old when he died and got killed. I was in the sixth grade in Mr. Swisher's class.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I was the third. I was on the left-hand side and the third seat back when we got the news at 12 o'clock in Indianapolis, Indiana. I remember it just like it was yesterday, and I studied it and studied it all the way up till I still study it.
Mm-hmm.
So they lied about that, the deep state, and they're lying still today. So ever since John F. Kennedy got assassinated, they said he got shot in the back. Well, here's how it went down. I went to Dallas 10 years ago, and I walked the area. Okay, so when you look at all the film, if you've never been there, if you looked at the film, it looks like from the Book Depository all the way down to the bridge, it looks like it's like 3 or 4 blocks long. My God, when you go there and you stand at the corner of the Book Depository and look at the underpass,
mm-hmm.
I can throw a rock and hit it. It's less than a half a block long. It is so tight and so short distance, a blind man could have hit President Kennedy in any direction. So I know for a fact there was 3 shooters, and he was hit from the front. And they still deny it today, and they say Oswell shot him alone. That's a lie. He had nothing to do with it. He was just a patsy. They were 3 shooters. It was 1 to 2 people on the grassy knoll and 1 in the back at street level. So in a building, probably the Daltex building. So that's the way that went down. But and I'll tell you who ordered the hit. It was LBJ that ordered the hit.
Hmm.
And the reason I know this, I ain't going to tell you much more. My brother-in-law was in the Marine Corps in 1960 to 66. He was attached with this guy named Charlie Angus, and the only way you're going to find out if he was ever in with the CIA, Charlie, he wasn't hooked with the military, just the CIA. My brother-in-law hooked up with him. My brother-in-law's been to 13 different countries. He's at the Bay of Pigs and South America and all that stuff. And he actually was in the White House with President Kennedy and handed him the newspaper every day and guarded Air Force One before he went to the Bay of Pigs and all that other, Vietnam and Okinawa and the Philippines and Hawaii and all those places. But anyway, he knows who the shooters are. And I will not never, he never told me. And I worked with that man. He married my sister. Mm-hmm. I worked with that man for years and never knew nothing about any of this until lately. He's 78 years old. And when he gets drunk, he has PTSD really bad now. He had told me little bits and pieces of his adventures. And it just came out a couple of years ago about this stuff. And I begged him to tell me who they were, and he won't tell me. He said he'll take it to the grave. And he says, if I told you, he said, I love you to death, Patrick, and we were closer than brothers. And he said, if I told you who they were, you'd be dead within a week if you put it out there on the internet.
Yeah.
And I believe him, because there's still people alive. See, when he was 17 is when he joined. His mom signed for him. And he says, I said, you think I'll ever figure it out? He says, I'll tell you what. You go out there and close your garage door and start beating your head on the door until your brain bleeds out. And he said that you'll never figure it out. Yeah, he knows it. He knows a lot, but he can't talk about it. So that's a shame. All the years that I've studied at, and I was sitting right next to my boss, which was him, mm-hmm. when we laid carpet, and he knows just about everything about it. I asked him if he was in Dallas. He said no, he wasn't there at the time.
He wasn't there, but he just knows who did it.
He knows the shooters, but he don't. And he knows that LBJ was the one that ordered the hit, but that's as far as it goes. But when he was in the White House with him and the other Marine, would hand the paper to John F. Kennedy, but they'd read it first, you see. Then John F. Kennedy would read it, then they'd go back and say, Mr. President, what was in the paper? Well, John F. Kennedy had a photographic memory. He would tell them everything was in the paper he read, word for word. That's how smart he was. But he said they'd get a kick out of it. He said President Kennedy would always call them blockheads, the Marines.
Right.
But he was a good guy. He said it killed him when President Kennedy got killed. He was somewhere. They had him on another mission, I think, in Africa somewhere. He was always doing something for the CIA and stuff. But he would never tell me what he did on those missions. They called them Black Flag operations, covert operations.
Mm-hmm.
He won't talk about them. Because I guess he took an oath he can't say nothing for 75 years. So, God, I wish I could write a book on these guys. My brother, when he is in Vietnam, he's a highly decorated soldier. No kidding. He is 101st Airborne. And that dude, this is a true story. He got the 60 medal. He carried the 60 machine gun. And his last fire base was called Fire Base Henderson. And about 10 years ago, I was in Kroger's with my wife. And I looked, I always go and look at the guns and stuff, and I seen the Soldier of Fortune magazine. On the front cover was Firebase Henderson. I about flipped out. Well, how the story goes on this, it was, I think it was 1969 in May 9th. I'm not sure if it was May 9th or May 6th. Dennis and the 101st was in three range of mountains. Of course, they set the 101st down at the bottom range of mountains. And so at the bottom range of the mountains, they didn't draw the Vietnamese down on them. So guess who was on top of the mountain?
Who?
There was 360, I think 360, 901st down at the bottom setting up. And on top of the range of the mountain, there was a whole battalion of those Vietnamese. Now, you talking about trouble. But the action started. Dennis, I guess he killed over 300 with that 60.
Wow.
My God, man. They were stacking bodies all day long after that little episode. But the Special Forces got word about Dennis being so good on it, because that ain't the first time they heard about him. So they had a special mission. They wanted to go on to kill some Viet Cong officers over in Saigon. And that was what you call a black flag operation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come and ask the unit captain if they could borrow him. And so they said, yeah, they could take him on the mission. He went ahead and went with them. So they went in there and completed their mission. And when he got back, they gave him silver wings and paperwork to go with it for the gratitude for him going with them. I guess they tore that place up. Yeah. But he got the air medal. The gunner in this helicopter got killed, and he took his place and saved a bunch of guys on the ground by doing that. So, yeah. Dennis don't talk to nobody but me about it. Now, Dennis will talk about it, but then sometimes he don't want to talk about it at all.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. But anyway, that's enough about talking about that stuff.
Well, what I'm going to do is put in for you and make sure that I have a check on your reship. It says here that it was put in for a reship on the 12th. But I'm going to check on that and make sure that it ships out. I will notate that you have discarded the other watch and get them to check into that for you, okay? See what we can do for you, sir.
Right.
If not, you know, give us a call back and we'll do.
Well, if they don't ship it and they say, well, it's too bad, then they'll just have to give me my money back.
Right, that's what I'm going to say. Give us a call and we'll work on that. But they're going to ship it, though. It has a note in here to reship that watch to you. But see, then,
yeah,
you know,
I
think they
charge twice.
Right. Here.
It's her fault. She's the one that said it. I took her word for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
you're right.
So what's your nationality?
Oh, I am African American and Irish.
Oh, cool. Oh, you're Irish. So am
yeah.
I.
Really?
My mother was a Willoughby.
A Willoughby. I'm a McCullough.
McCullough. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. African American Irish. Well, a lot of the Irish came over here and got next to the Cherokee Indians too.
Right. That's
yeah.
right. My grandmother was
too.
Black Creek. I am. I really am.
You ought to send me a picture, no kidding.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I lost my wife last year.
On the 19th of May, we was married for 30 years. It devastated me. I'm a born-again Christian, so.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
I don't know. All I got's my two little Bichons. You know what Bichons
are? Your puppies,
fur
babies?
No, one's 12 and one's 11. They're the same. When you was a kid and I was a kid, They used to go to the circus. You see those little white dogs with their tails curled up. They look, they're half poodle and half Bartlett.
Oh,
and
yeah, those are so cute.
They used to do those tricks. That's Bichon's.
Oh, okay. Those are the cute dogs. How old
yeah,
are they?
They are. Daisy May is 13 and Dexter Ray is 12. And they were both virgins and they got married.
they really do seem to get married. I've had dogs that I was raised with dogs and they do act like they have a marriage. They really do.
She came to me and looked at me funny and Dexter was wanting to mate with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in heat, and I said, "It's okay, Daisy, it's okay." And she finally let him. And they had beautiful puppies. I let her get pregnant twice by him, and mm-hmm. then I had to get her fixed because it's too hard on their hips.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, man, they were beautiful. But you know what? This is really strange. I paid $600 for her years ago, 13 years ago, and I called just in case, I said, "What would it cost to get a Bichon in case one of these or both of these dogs pass?"
Mm-hmm.
And they said $4,000. I said, "Whoa, are you kidding me?" Yeah, because of the COVID. I said, "What's COVID got to do with it?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. So
I mean, you have to pay
COVID
for a dog the same way you would pay for anything else on a monthly basis if you don't have the money. Because that's, some people in my family do that. You have like a monthly payment on your dog until you pay it off. You could do that. That's how you're going to have to do it.
Why does COVID have to jack up the price to $4,000? It don't make sense.
I mean, it sounds like that's probably what they're going to cost anyway. Yeah, it's probably what it's costing anyway.
Smokes.
Yeah, that's probably the cost of them. A pure breed, it's going to cost you around that amount every day, COVID or no. So that's just the cost of the dog. But like I said, you can do a monthly payment on a dog.
Yeah.
That's, they have it set up like that.
They
that's
kind that of
crazy because it's...
I'll get goldfish. But
okay,
anyway, so, I was going to tell you something. So what do you think about the Democrats?
What do I think about? I'm an independent. So, I mean, of
yeah.
course, there's always something that you don't agree with either side, which I like the – I've always leaned toward Republican, but I didn't like Trump. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just didn't like his personality, but I'm an independent. I go with whomever is the best candidate,
I'm the one for Jesus Christ. I'm for
there
Jesus Christ.
You go. And that makes you an independent. See, you're not loyal to either side. That's correct. That's why I consider myself an independent. You know,
yep.
Whoever has the most upstanding character gets my vote.
That's
I mean,
it.
Policies we can deal with, but it's the
that
character.
That way, if you're independent, you'll stand not guilty before God.
Well,
you know what I mean?
If you're independent, you'll stand not guilty before God. I mean, I don't think you should give your pledge your entire allegiance to no man. So that's my view on it. I'm not going to pledge my allegiance to no man.
Well, the Bible says, "Let every man be a liar, but God's word is true."
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I love you in the Lord, and I appreciate your kindness.
You're welcome, sir. We're going to make sure you get that watch shipped out to you. And
well, I wish
thank
you
could
send a picture of yourself to me because
I just
know you're beautiful.
That is against company protocols. There are no fraternizing with the customers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I enjoyed the conversation, though, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, sir.
Well, I hope I made your day.
You did. You did. You had some very interesting stories.
All right. Well, you have a nice day.
You too, sir. All right. Bye.
Bye.